I'd like to talk to you about something. Something of utter importance. And I hope you listen very carefully. Sometimes, there are some things that you just cannot explain. Or they're not rational. And those times, you do not feel like you're in power to apply logic, to explain things. And so you feel very, very insecure and powerless, with no control over situation. Kind of lost. Vulnerable. Because it is in your nature to try to explain things, to find logic. And when you're not able to apply logic or rational thinking to a situation or to a feeling or to an urgent need to do something, or even to a random thought that just kind of pops up in your mind. At that point, you feel very lost and powerless. And you may find that you're trying to hang on to something, to find some association or another rational explanation. But that drags you even further down. It makes you even more vulnerable. It makes you even more powerless. And so is the safety. As a way to feel yourself more comfortable, you may just simply give up and try to erase that incident from your mind as soon as possible, as if it never happened. You may try to ignore that fact and forget as soon as possible that I have had. Because you do want to feel like you're in control. And you want to ignore that fact as soon as possible. That you are not in control. For that matter. And so you forget about it. But it doesn't mean that the feeling is going to go away. Absolutely not. What is actually going to happen is that you may have the same feeling or compulsion to do something over and over again without any rational or logical explanation. That's right. And you forget as soon as possible that it happened. That's just how your mind works. And that's how it's gonna happen. You'll forget. Your state of weakness. Your state of insecurity. Your state of vulnerability as soon as you can, and get on with the rest of your daily life, the man that you are. But it doesn't mean that feeling's gonna go. You may still have a compulsion still feel like something's missing when you're in your rational mind. Subconsciously, you know that there is something bothering you. There is something that you need to do urgently. And everything else is just not important. Everything else doesn't really matter. You understand? Yes, that's right. Everything else just doesn't really matter. And so you concentrate more and more, and it creeps into your conscious mind. Without any logical explanation, it makes you feel very and very uncomfortable. It should bug them. It's in the back of your mind all this time. You really, really have to do it. So you really have to get it out of your way, because it's really bothering you. Yes, it's really bothering you. You may become irritable, not in your own place. And try to get the obstacles out. All of it. Out. Until you call God. Until you pick up the phone. Until you if you're allowed to do so. Or you may be denied. Or you may be lucky. And then feel so much, so much more at ease and comfortable. So blessed. So happy, so insane, filled with joy, your whole body fills with joy, and you can't help it but smile. There is no reason for you do that. There is absolutely no logical explanation why, at that point and moment in your life, you had to pick up phone and hear the voice telling you what to do. Elevating you. Or quite the opposite. Descending further down into your own depths of shame, of humiliation, stripping you down of your ego, of all of your defenses. Get rid of them. Throw them away. Piece by piece. Permanently. Get rid of them. And so there you are. And weak and vulnerable. For now, logical explanation and no rational thought will explain the way you are. In that place, in that moment, only because you subconsciously know that this is what you had to do. This is what you're bound to do. This is your purpose, your life, for that moment, completing it. Make very, very happy. So you just may come to conclusion. You don't really need a rational explanation, because you may see that you get your moment of weakness as soon as possible. So you may go ahead and feel better about yourself. And as soon as you forget, you may find yourself more complete, fulfilled, and happy. Because you're able to satisfy that irrational, subconscious desire that made you so weak. That's right. Your moment of weakness just brought you most joy. And all you had to do was to call God. Be rewarded . That was all you had to do, and it just may happen randomly, occasionally. You don't really know when you're compelled to call God and pick up the phone.